A Tale of Two Brothers, Father John Bowles, South America. Sometimes you come across a bond of love that makes you feel really humble. And this is what happened to me when I met Jose and David. Jose and David Ayala are brothers. I met Jose first in 2014 when I arrived at the Columban parish of Saints Columban and Francis Xavier on the outskirts of Lima, Peru. Jose was a young and cheerful catechist working with young children. So good was he that soon I asked him to run the first communion program in one of our chapels. It was much later that I met David. David doesn't come to church for a good reason. David is paraplegic. Since birth, he has been almost entirely paralyzed from the neck down. He can hear and make sounds, but he can't speak. Although in his mid-20s, he has a mental age of about 4. David has a wheelchair. In fact, he is being confined to one for most of his life. At first, I wondered why Jose and his parents never wheeled David to church, especially when we had our annual mass for the sick. "Come and see why," Jose told me one day and invited me to his home. It soon became clear why David was never brought to church. The family is desperately poor, but more to the point, their flimsy two-room wooden house clings precariously to the side of a hill. Around Lima, the Andes Mountains sweep right down to the sea, and the poorest inhabitants are often forced to live on the barren upland slopes where land is less expensive. The hill where the Ayala family lives is rather special. It has been continuously settled since prehistoric times and is pitted with archaeological sites. Part of it is occupied by a huge and ancient cemetery, famous in Lima as the place where the poor were buried. Nowadays, the local authority has constructed great funerary walls and bodies are inserted into niches built into these walls. This is the cheapest way to bury people in Peru. However, not so long ago, bodies were invariably buried clandestinely in shallow graves, and it's not unusual to find your feet crunching through old bones if you stray from the designated paths. The track up to the Ayala household is steep and rocky, totally unsuitable for wheeled traffic. On arrival, Jose presented me to David, his elder brother, by 3 years. A relative was sitting with David. "He can't be left alone," explained Jose. "He is strong and can rock his wheelchair even until it tips over." I asked after the other members of the family, Father Apollonio, Mother Yolanda, and younger brother Tony. "Tony is out most of the day studying," Jose told me. "Mama and Papa work. They leave very early and come back at night. They are market gardeners specializing in flower growing. And due to Lima's meteoric growth in recent years, they have to travel even further to suitable fields. Normally they leave at 5 a.m, but it can be earlier," remarked Jose. "This is 6, sometimes 7 days a week." So the main burden of looking after David falls on Jose's shoulders. He looks after him during the day, caring for him and feeding him. You'd think a young man like Jose would resent being tied down like this, but he's not. "It really isn't a problem for me, having a brother like David. I've looked after him for as long as I can remember. You just need a lot of patience. He's like a child. Sometimes he plays with me," continues Jose. "I'll be feeding him when he suddenly closes his mouth and looks away. Then, when I'm moving off, he'll turn his head back and open his mouth again. And then he'll shake with laughter. It'll be his little joke." This really moved me. Even more surprising was Jose's view of the effect David had on them all. "We have a great affection for David. He's kept us united as a family. Maybe he's been God's way of keeping us together." Jose receives some help from his Aunt Rosa, who lives nearby. If Jose has to go out, she'll sometimes come around to mind David for him, and she brings her 3-year-old granddaughter, Aiko, who has become great friends with David. Aiko will dance around him, and he'll reward her with big, toothy grins. In the evenings, Jose works part-time in a call centre, but he wants to go back to college to continue his education. "I'd like to get a good job," reflects Jose. "I'd like to earn enough money so we could get a house down on the flat, where we could take David out, wheel him around, take him to the church in the park, and so on." I asked Jose what particular career he'd have in mind. "What I'd really love," he tells me, "would be to qualify as a physiotherapist, and then I could spend all my life helping people like my brother." Like I said, some people's devotion to others makes you feel humble indeed. Columban Father John Bowles has worked in South America for over 20 years.